everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 14, Twice as Far. This is our instant cast.
Twice as nice.
Twice as nice. We just finished watching. What did you think of the episode?
It was a good episode. I mean, we saw Eugene take a bite, a big bite, out of crime.
Do we know it was big?
We don't know how big the bite was, but you know.
Okay.
It was a big for him just to do that.
Yeah.
Just period.
He took one for the team.
Yeah, he took one for the team.
I like that. I mean, actually, from when the first show first came on and it was kind of slow, and I don't mind slow episodes, but it was not with any of my favorite characters. I mean, we had Daryl, but that was it. And, you know, other than that, it was kind of like, I just didn't really care. But then...
About the episode, or?
About the characters that it was showing.
Oh, that like, they showed this episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I like Daryl, but it was... I mean, and I like Rosita. I was kind of feeling sorry for her this episode. But when Denise got that arrow through the eye, I thought we were, like, imagining. I thought we were, like, did she start dreaming this? I thought it was, like, a dream or a nightmare, I guess.
It happened quick.
It happened very quick. I was like, what are we seeing?
And you know, as soon
here?
As that happened, I told you who that was. I said, damn, is that Daryl Bow?
Yeah.
And it's like, Daryl is the only person with a bow.
Right. Daryl's the only person with a bow in the world. But yeah, it was his bow. And I thought they were going to all be finished for a minute. Because they were, when they came out, I was like, oh, they can take them. But then I saw how many of them were. I
it guess was a
the,
lot.
The Neganites. I don't know if that's them for sure. Can we say without a shadow of doubt that's the Neganites?
I don't think those are Neganites.
Those are not.
Because remember, those are the ones at the beginning.
That stole his bull.
That stole his bike.
Yeah, that stole his bull and bike.
But remember when the guys came out, I don't think the guys that came out, remember they came out looking for them?
Yeah.
And they said, you got something that belonged to us. So I really think this is a different group.
Okay, because we kind of discussed that at the beginning of the season. But remember, the Neganite last week, he had Daryl's bike. And Daryl said, where'd you get that bike from?
And he said he found it on the road.
He just found it. So it's possible he was telling the truth. Okay. We'll find out if that's like another threat.
Because if this is still the Neganites, man, oh man, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
That's going to say there's a lot of them. We don't know how many there are.
This is like a biker gang.
Yeah.
Different chapters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what did you think about Denise's death? Are you sad?
It was sad. I was very sad. I mean, I was starting to like Denise.
I was starting to like her, too, because she has, like, a good sense of humor. She has, like, that dry humor, dry type of sarcastic humor. But yeah, it's more relatable than, like, Abraham and Eugene. Abraham went real far with his metaphors tonight. But I liked her sense of humor. And granted, she was the only doctor.
Yeah.
But part of me, I feel like Beth from season 4. I know I talked about Beth. But remember when her boyfriend died and Daryl's like, what's wrong? Your boyfriend died. She's like, I don't cry no more, Daryl. Like, I started to feel like her because when that happened, I was like, oh, shit. But at the same time, I'm like, well, you know, there's another one. Like, we got to find another doctor now. There's a doctor. Like, I had like my emotions seem like they've gotten cut off. Like, I'm not emotionally there anymore.
Personally, I am. I'm all in every episode. I just feel like I'm walking with him. I'm right there. Like when Daryl said he didn't want to take the train tracks, I'm like, man, Daryl, yeah, let's walk around.
Right, right. So and we discussed that as far as why he didn't want to take the train tracks when we were watching it.
Yeah.
And I think it's because people are on the train tracks.
Right. And I think he just have a bad feeling about it since Terminus.
Yeah.
Remember, that's how they got there, was the train tracks.
Okay. I thought of it as kind of like...
It could be both.
Those guys he was with in season 4 that they killed right at the very end. Rick bit the guy's neck out.
Yes.
They were on the tracks, too.
And that was people from Terminus.
No. Those are the people prior to Terminus.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when they killed those people, and then they went to Terminus and then had worse luck again, so...
Oh, okay.
I don't know. He just had some bad luck on the train tracks. It's unhappy thoughts, unhappy memories.
Yeah. And if he wasn't on the train tracks right then, this wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Oh, and it was even sadder because the guy was like, I was even aiming for her. It's like, who were you aiming for? Daryl?
Yeah, he was saying Daryl. But I'm wondering why. Daryl saved them last episode. Well, even though they went back. And I think that's why his face is burnt.
Okay. Because
remember, he said he was going back. And you know there's consequences.
Right.
And for whatever they stole, I guess that was his punishment.
Mm-hmm. Because they kept saying, if we think back to what they were saying, they were like, we earned what we keep, or we keep what we earned, or whatever. Whereas the Neganites, their philosophy is kind of like, nothing belongs to you. You can't really earn anything. Nothing belongs to you. So I can't even say who's worse now, that group or the Neganites. They're both clearly a threat. And I guess these next two episodes are going to be really good showing that fight.
Yeah. Yeah, because now we got to take the fight to them.
Right.
Or, I mean, they can sit back and wait for them.
Maybe. Maybe. And I, you know what? Going just real quickly on the Denise thing. I was kind of like, that sucks. She never got to tell Tara that she loved her. Because remember, yeah, she told Tara, I'll tell you when you get back.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, that's going to be sad.
Yeah.
When Tara gets back. No Denise.
Now, we real quickly get a beginning of the conversation with Rick and Morgan talking about the jail. And Rick was like, why, dude? And I liked Morgan's response. He was like, hopefully next time we have other options besides just killing people.
Yeah.
But if Morgan's smart, he needs to make, like, 3 jail cells. They can't just have one. Or they can have, like, 20 people in one jail cell.
Right. I mean, whoever they get back, because, you know, Rick's not having that.
Yeah. He's not going to allow that many people, actually.
If 5 come in, probably one may make it.
One may make it to the jail cell.
May make it.
All right. What else? Well, the end. You want to talk about Carol?
Well, I want to go back to, because this really troubled me. You know, when Eugene called dibs and Abraham killed the guy.
Okay.
That kind of troubled me also, just how I trouble Eugene. Because I feel Eugene. You know, that's that old school, I got dibs. You know, before there was technology and any other stuff, that's what you did. You know, we played games like, that's my car. You know, I got dibs on this. You touch somebody's pizza, it's your pizza now. You know, those are the old school rules. And Abraham didn't respect it.
You know what? I thought that him calling dibs and Denise saying, no, don't help me, was like the stupidest shit in the world. Like, I don't care who kills this Walker.
It don't matter what's stupid about it. He called dibs.
No, who calls dibs on killing Walker? If someone wants to kill the Walker, let him kill it.
It's law.
I thought it was so dumb.
All while you growing up, from playing on the playground to, you know, until you get old enough to actually abide by laws, that is law.
No.
If I call dibs, that means I got dibs on it.
They were so busy trying to prove themselves, they both almost got killed.
It don't matter. That's law.
But I do like it how they showed how Eugene wasn't able to kill his Walker or didn't get the opportunity.
Well, his Walker had a helmet on.
Yeah. But Denise was able to. But in the end, Eugene is the one that survived. Denise is not the one that survived.
Well, you know they couldn't kill him off. After they broke the law, they had to keep him.
I don't know.
Law was broken. And when he said that, he got upset. I kind of felt him. I'm like, you know what? Eugene's right.
All right. What else happened this episode? It was slow until Denise got killed. That just went boom, 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 boom. It just kept going.
I guess that's when it got exciting.
Right.
Because before, you know, it was just slow. And I wonder what was up with the beginning, how they kept flashing to. I wonder, were these different days or was it the same day, but showing, like, after they showed, like, the first two scenes, was a different point of views?
I think it was different days, because didn't the end sort of end the same way it began?
Like, yeah, I guess
except
so.
For the only difference was Carol was no longer there.
Right.
And it was
right.
All her cigarettes.
So I guess this just became routine.
Yeah.
And then we know some time has spread. Not spread, but some time has gone by.
Yeah, some time has passed.
Because they said they were short on food again.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. He said with food becoming scarce.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly how much time passed, but remember, they just got half of everything that was at Hilltop.
Well, they had 1 month supply of food. So it could just be a month, yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to see based on baby Judith and also Maggie's pregnancy. That will tell us how much time has gone on.
Yeah, and they need to show that cow.
Oh, I know. I want to see the cow. I want to see if the cow has a name.
Yeah. So what was you saying about Carol?
I saw a lot of people on Twitter talking about the Carol thing leaving. And I don't know. I don't care. Like, I don't care that she's gone.
Really?
Yeah. Like, okay, bye. Like,
man, you really have got cold hearted.
No, I know. Like, I feel that's when the show went off. That's the number one thing I thought. I was like, damn, are you that cold? Because I was like, oh, well, you know, because Carol, if you think about it, she only became like an important character in season 5.
Man, it really don't matter when she became important.
Okay, that she's important. Okay, but think about the first time when Rick banished her. What were your feelings back then?
I didn't like it.
You didn't? I didn't care back then.
Really?
I think so. I don't know. It was 2 years ago.
I didn't
ago.
Like it because I felt she did what she was supposed to do. Or she felt what she thought was right. Which, I mean, she could have been right.
And maybe I don't care because I'm kind of pissed off at her. And who knows? Maybe I'll watch it again tomorrow and I'll be like, okay, never mind. I kind of do care. You know, who knows? Maybe I'm trying to hide my feelings.
Yeah,
blocking real, my emotions.
Emotionless.
I know.
Yeah, like you said, none of your people was in this. I'm like, everybody in this was our people.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Daryl's cool. I mean, Rosita.
I mean, every time I watch the episode, I know you always say, yeah, you know, my main people. But I don't notice that when I watch episodes. I just wanted to be a good episode with whoever they have in it.
Okay.
I mean, they could have had an episode with, you know, Pastor Gabriel, Eugene, the doctor that just died, and what's the one that, what's her name that Rosita's messing with now?
Tara? Oh, Spencer.
Spencer. It could have been those four. And as long as it was a good story, I wouldn't have cared.
Okay.
I don't want any of them to die.
I mean, okay. I hope Carol's okay, but...
We know. Somebody got to go.
Someone's got to go. I mean, I hope Carol's okay, but I just don't agree with, like, why would you leave? You're better off in a group. So, you don't want to kill. Morgan's doing perfectly fine with that.
No, Morgan... Actually, Morgan needs to go.
Why does Morgan need to go?
And he don't need to go because I dislike him there. I think being there is going way against his morals. Way against. And you shouldn't be at a place like that. You shouldn't have that energy around you. Because it doesn't matter what he do. It don't matter what he say. He can't get everybody on his level.
You're right. I mean, I kind of said that earlier this season when you made a joke about Morgan and Michonne hooking up. And I was like, no, it would never work because she's a killer and he's not. And you laughed at me.
Yeah. You know, she's a carnivore and he's a vegan.
Yeah, but it does because it's a lifestyle at this point. It's not like I sometimes occasionally go and kill. No, it is a part of their everyday life.
You're absolutely correct.
So he can't be around those type of people. But at the same time, I don't feel they should kick him out. It should be his decision.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that he should go.
He should try to hurry up and catch up to Carol. And they hang out. They might as well. They've come to terms with each other at this point.
They go spread love together.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of thought they kind of made a nice, I don't know, a nice couple, I guess. Sort
yeah,
of.
You're always looking for couples. Okay. Yo, I'm out here trying to survive. Okay. Yeah, they just trying to see another day.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was a good episode. I gave it a solid 3. I wouldn't say it's the best. It's definitely not the worst. But it's just a solid. I mean, and I think it was those last 20 minutes that made it become a solid episode.
Yeah. Actually, it just was unique from the beginning.
Right. I don't know. We'll talk about it in our likes and our dislikes. I just don't get that whole dibs and I have to be the one to kill. Like, F that. You want to kill it for me? Go ahead. Like, I will never try to fight someone over killing a walker
since
for
the world is coming to an end, they gotta go by old school laws.
Okay.
They gotta go by the laws they were raised with.
Okay.
And dibs is one of them.
I do like that Eugene was talking shit to Abraham, but we can talk about that more on our full recap.
Yeah.
That was funny. All right, you guys. So this is just our immediate thoughts. We just finished watching, as we said. We are going to rewatch tomorrow, and then we'll tape our full recap. We usually record around 8 or 9 p.m. Let's say 9 p.m. So if you can have your emails in, if you're going to write in, we'd love to hear from as many people as possible. So email us what you thought of the episode, dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com.
And don't forget to give us your most likely to die.
Oh, yeah. Your most likely die.
And I ain't fearing shit award.
Yes. I got to think of who deserves the I ain't fearing shit. But we'd love to hear from you. You can also hit us up on Twitter @TheVerdictsIn or Facebook.com/VerdictsIn. And that's 8 p.m. Eastern. So send in by 8 p.m. Eastern. Let us know what you thought. We'd love to hear from you. it'll make the show great. We can all talk about what we liked and didn't like about the episode. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.